This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Boeing 737 MAX has, first of all and foremost, killed 346 people. It's been grounded worldwide since March. Those are relevant facts. It's also relevant that the specific model that crashed stretches almost 130 feet nose to tail, 117 feet wingtip to wingtip. So reports that began circulating yesterday and confirmed this afternoon by the company that it's going to suspend production of the MAX come January, in part for want of a place to park them, is not entirely surprising. What is to some degree surprising is that Boeing has been still making them all this while. Marketplace's Jack Stewart is, among other things, on the transportation desk. He is also right here with me in the studio today to talk about this story. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
So they have been making this plane this whole time. It's been like March since it was grounded.
It's kind of incredible. And they've been putting out 42 of these planes per month. So you can work that out, you know, somewhere around 400 odd planes that they've had to find a place to park, basically. So that's mostly around their facilities in Washington. And you can see, if you go online, some amazing satellite pictures of these planes lined up in like employee parking lots, wingtip to wingtip. And, you know, comes a point where you just have to say enough's enough. And I guess they're reaching that point now and they're figuring out that perhaps it's time to suspend this production.
How big a deal is this?
It could be a really big deal. It depends on how long it goes on for. But if you think about all the suppliers, the supply chain that Boeing has that stretches around the world to make these aircraft, it's huge. We're talking sort of 600-odd suppliers, and that's just the first tier, and then hundreds more subcontractors, sub-suppliers under that. So the implications of stopping production could really kind of like ripple on and affect a lot of people.
We should say in terms of passengers, this decision that Boeing is thinking about, net, no net effect on passengers, right? Because the plane's already out of circulation.
Right. I mean, the airlines have had to deal with the fact that they haven't been able to fly this plane since March, since it was grounded. So they're already operating sort of in the worst case scenario. They've put all of these procedures in place. They've redone their schedules. They've leased in planes. They have ways of getting around this. And they're already saying that they're not expecting to see this plane back in service until well into the first quarter or so of next year. So likely no huge impact on passengers right away, at least.
Who gets to decide when this thing flies again?
Well, the FAA, ultimately, is the body that will certify whether this plane is safe. And they are going quite slow on this. They're really being very deliberate on putting this plane back into service. And that's possibly because they faced a fair amount of criticism for being too cozy with Boeing in the initial certification process. And this plane basically has redesigned flight control software to compensate for the fact that it has larger engines. And all this was supposed to make it very similar to fly to previous planes. But in fact, it turns out that flight control software is now what's being looked at as the cause of these fatal crashes. And it's taking longer and longer than everybody expected to put the plane back into service. So, you know, for Boeing, I think perhaps continuing production of this aircraft was partly rose-tinted glasses, some experts have told me. They thought that it could actually go back into service very quickly, but it's also just a show of confidence. They are basically saying, by continuing production for this long, that they think that the fix will be simple, these planes will be airworthy fairly soon.
Speaking of confidence, you're a flyer, right? You travel the skyways, as it were, right? So if and when this plane comes back online, talk to me about the consumer confidence problem when the captain comes on and says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard our 737 MAX. Right?
Yeah, that's the big issue for the airlines is, you know, they're ultimately the body that passengers sort of see as the operators of these aircraft. And they've got to be convinced that they're safe. And then they've got to convince passengers that they're safe.
Right.
And I think probably the longer this takes, maybe the more confidence that we can have that, you know, this is being very well sort of inspected and we will be okay flying these planes.
Marketplace's Jack Stewart on transportation and the Boeing story today. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.